you guys had won a Business of the Year award, I believe, at that event. And I remember one of the comments that you made concerning when Play It Again Sports closed. You felt it was important to pick up a function that they had offered in the community but would be absent with their closure. And I thought, well, that's impressive because you guys are concerned about what the community has access to. Maybe you can fill me in on that.
That helped us survive during COVID. We were sharpening skates because that was one of the only things people could do, right? Skating on the outdoor rinks and pond skating, and we survived doing that. We had curbside sharpening.
And when did settling in Braeside come about?
We bought the building about 6 years ago now. Yeah, but before that, the 25 years, we were on Daniel Street, 25, 30 years. I'm losing track of time because it's 40 years this year. We're celebrating.
Oh, well, congratulations for that.
I know. It's exciting. We're planning a big party again next summer.
In the 40 years, what has been one of the biggest challenges that you've experienced?
The biggest challenges in the promotional and sporting goods industry is keeping up with new products, new equipment, and the latest technology. Customers are always looking for the newest promotional gadget or sporting item.
How did you get involved initially in the industry?
I got involved with my husband, Gary, in the 1980s. We both like sports and helping people and decided to turn it into a full-time business venture.
If you were giving advice to women just starting out in sports or promotion, what would you tell them?
My advice to women starting in the promotional industry is to spend time attending seminars, webinars, and trade shows, learning about new products and innovations, always keeping your company on the cutting edge.
How important is it for the business to participate in various aspects of community involvement?
By helping our community, it says a lot about what you believe in, and I believe that Gary and I believe in giving back to our community. Our community's been good to us. I believe definitely 100% in giving back. So we try to support as many sports teams, organizations, our hospital, any other events going on in our community.
What accomplishment would you say you're most proud of?
We're most proud of serving the Ottawa Valley for over 40 years. And you know that 1 out of 10 new businesses have a hard time even surviving. So we're grateful for our loyal customers, our staff, and most of our staff has been with us ranging from 20 to 40 years. So their experience has helped us to get orders done quickly and efficiently. Because of them, we have won many awards, and we look forward to celebrating with our community and just having a great time of celebrating 40 years in business. And we hope to have a barbecue and a party, and we're hoping COVID's over and we're going to celebrate next summer.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time, as I say, to chat with me today. I know you're on vacation and you've got the grandkids. Thanks again for chatting with me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.